time for the power of God's Word.
This is David Michael with your Power Scripture of the Week. Our scripture today is Matthew chapter 21, verse 22. And Jesus said, "Whatever things you ask in prayer, believing, you will receive." That sounds great, doesn't it? I mean, come on. Wow, what have we been waiting for? After all, I've heard many preachers teach this passage to thousands of people. If we believe, we can have wealth, healing, fame, anything we want. However, there's one problem. I don't see Christians by the thousands achieving those things. Well, perhaps they didn't have enough belief in their prayer, huh? Or is it something else? Well, it is something else. This kind of teaching makes God out to be a genie in a bottle. When we want something, we just rub the magic lamp and tell him what we want, and poof, we get it.
Genie of the lamp!
This name it, claim it, profess it, and possess it, believe it, receive it kind of teaching is not biblical. This is a classic example of picking and choosing one phrase while ignoring the entire statement and quite simply ignoring the Bible as a whole. There is no guarantee God is going to give us what we want. How does thinking that he will do that even make sense? What if what we ask for goes against his plan for our lives? Do we really think we can alter God's will by making him do what we want because we prayed a prayer and believed it? Furthermore, what if God knows that our request could do more damage to our lives than good? Just like a child who is told no because the parent knows it could harm them. The child doesn't understand, but thank goodness the parent cares enough to say no anyways. It's not even logical to think God would give us anything we want if we believe strong enough. What kind of God would he be anyways if he did that? Certainly not the caring and parental God of the Bible. So then, what are we to make of these passages that seem to say we can ask for whatever we want and he will give it to us? Well, like a child, our requests are usually focused on our selfish desires and wants. But as we mature and grow up, we ideally begin to see a bigger picture and understand what really matters. The same can be said of our spiritual walk. The more we grow in the Lord, our prayer requests become more aligned with God's desires and not our selfish wants. And that is the understanding of these passages. This is the theme we see throughout Scripture. Consider 1 John chapter 5, verse 14, which reads, "Now this is the confidence that we have in God, that if we ask anything according to His will, He hears us." Whose will? God's will, not ours. And this is one passage you won't hear those preachers using. Now, understand, you can make any request to God. Some, he will bless you with a yes, and some, he will say no. But you can be assured that he knows best, and we can be confident that when we grow and learn to pray in accordance to his will hear us. Please feel free to email me with any questions, thoughts, or comments at logicandfaith@yahoo.com. This has been your Power Scripture of the Week. Until next time, this is Dave, signing out.